I want to continue today with some of the Minhagim and details which apply to the Olela Torah, the person called up to the Torah. So when a person is called up, they are shown the place in the Sefer Torah where they're going to be reading from. And then the Minhag is that they kiss the Sefer Torah with their tzitzit. That's it's a Minhag, it's not an absolute halakha, but it's a way of showing chibuv mitzvah, a way of showing affection for the mitzvah of reading from the Torah. An observation made by a number of the poskim is that it's certainly not necessary to kiss the actual word where one is going to start the lading from. Sometimes you see people, they're very particular, they want to kiss exactly the word where the lading's beginning from. That's not necessary. And in actual fact, should be careful not to kiss the actual words of the Sefer Torah, but to kiss either just the rolled up parchment on the Eitz Chaim, or in the margins, either at the side or the top or the bottom, but not actually on the Ketav itself, because otherwise, over the course of time, that's with every Oleh touching the particular point at the beginning of each Aliyah, so the word's going to get erased. And sometimes you do see people come up, they take their tzitzit or the corner of their talit, and they almost scrub it over the words on the Sefer Torah, and that's not very good practice. Then the Oleh holds on to the Sefer Torah when he says the bracha. That's the Sharei Ephraim actually says that he should hold on to the Yiriyah, onto the parchment itself, with a hefsek of a talit, so not touching it in his hands, but holding it through his talit, whilst he's saying the bracha. And then after the bracha, he should hold on to the Eitz Chaim. But I think the general minhag is that people hold on to the Atzei Chaim, that's during the course of the brachot, rather than actually touching the Yiriyah of the Sefer Torah itself. The bracha needs to be said b'kol ram, in a loud voice, so that at least a minion of people will hear it. And this is an important halakha. There are some poskim who hold that in actual fact, if the bracha is not said loud enough for 10 people to hear it, then it's a bracha lavatala, because this is a bracha which needs to be said in the presence of a minion. And that doesn't just mean in the presence of a minion, but the minion need to be able to hear it. So this is sometimes a problem that comes up, that you call up a very elderly person who hasn't got a strong voice any longer to the Torah, and they can just about whisper the bracha. That is actually a little bit of a problem, that if there's not a minion who can hear. In some shuls, you might make sure that a minion of people gathers around the bimah to respond amen, but in other shuls, that's bigger shuls where that's not necessarily possible, that's it is a serious halachic question what would be the best practice. Sometimes it can happen that the Baal Kriya shows the person called up the passage in the Torah, and the person called up says the bracha, and then the Baal Kriya is about to start leading, and he realizes he showed him the wrong place. So it's as if he's said the bracha on the wrong passage. So in that case, it will depend. That's where was he? Where in the Sefer Torah was it that he was shown? If he was shown, now this is actually a machloket between the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharei Ephraim. Sharei Ephraim says that if he was shown the right column to say the bracha over, just the wrong place in the column, the Baal Kriya pointed to the top of the column and the laning actually started at the bottom of the column, or vice versa, then it doesn't matter. But if it's on a different column, then the bracha wasn't valid and needs to be repeated. Mishnah Berurah says it's not a matter of the columns, but it's a matter of what's open in front of the person who says the bracha. If the correct passage is open in front of the person saying the bracha, then they don't need to repeat the bracha, because the bracha goes on everything that is being read, whereas if it's the Sefer Torah needs to be rolled on a bit or rolled back a bit to a passage which wasn't open, so then the bracha would need to be repeated. Ad kan.